Hello, good evening everyone. We're going to start today with unit number 5 and unit number 6. So if you want to start with some questions, because I know that some of my students have gotten questions about the reported speech or about the future?
The reported speech.
Okay, so you can start if you want to ask any questions.
Page 81.
81.
But in another article,
in this paragraph, in the first paragraph,
PLC, 82, sorry.
Oh, sorry. Okay. So this is the name of the company, probably. Where is it?
When you're in
another article, PLC is when you are talking about a company, public limited company.
Ah, yes.
PLC, public limited company.
There have been a number of problems.
Yes.
But because there were been is not possible.
No, there won't be. We are talking about there is, there are. So there is, there are can be found in different tenses. There is, there are. Singular and plural.
Which page, please?
Page 82. In exercise number 2, you've got to rewrite the passage in the indirect speech. Hmm? So in the first gap, there have been. He said there have been a number of problems. Ha habido un número de problemas. There have been in the present perfect. So there is, there are can be written. We are in page 82 in exercise 2. Okay, it's a gap. He said there have been. So there is, there are, you can find in the present simple, I. But you can also find the same expression in the simple past.
Yes.
Había. There was, there were. In the future, there will be. Habrá.
Yes.
There will be. Conditional. There will be.
Yes.
Okay. And the present perfect.
There have been.
Ha habido. A number of problems. Ha habido. There have been. So there are. There have been. There are a number of problems. Well, perhaps here they have chosen the present perfect because the problems are still still are happening. I'm afraid there are a number of problems with this agreement, because it is true that in the reported speech you change from the present simple to the simple past. So there is, there are, there was, there were.
Yeah.
But in this case, probably there are a number of problems. So the problems are there. And the problems are still there, so probably they have chosen the present perfect. Because ha habido problemas, and there are problems. There are still problems, so perhaps this is the point of choosing the present perfect instead of the simple past, there was, there were. But if you had an exercise in which you have to change there is, you have to change it to there was.
Mm-hmm.
The simple present into the simple past. And so here is a problem of the context.
And the fourth gap, they have been particularly happy about
that. Yes, and they were. It was in the direct speech. We are particularly in page 82 in the third line. We are particularly unhappy about the fact. So that they were particularly unhappy could be okay as well. They were particularly, yes, and in the answer key they say they had been.
Yes.
Yeah, but probably they were. They were. Simple past from the present simple to the simple past. Yes. I'm going to write it here because it is correct. They were unhappy. They were or they had been. habían estado particularmente disgustados o descontentos. And about the vocabulary in this test, because there's some, for example, in page 81, another marketing gimmick to lure even more tourists, gimmick, like a trick, like something that is not very real or authentic trick, un truco. Okay, so this is a gimmick. Okay. A trick to lure, to attract the tourists. So they are talking about green tourism, but sometimes it's not so ecological as they say. Mm-hmm. And also the word bags for dollars. It's a very informal word in American English to talk about dollars, bags, in line 4, in green tourism. Mm-hmm. Any other questions about this test in the reported speech? Mm-hmm. No?
Mm-hmm.
To attract, to lure. To lure, to attract tourists. Okay, so let's see if you want the reported speech. I mean, well, the reported speech is a grammatical point that you should already know. But, well, let's see, for example, in page 79, let's start from the beginning. They are talking about the difference between statements, questions, and requests or commands. That's the usual division when we are talking about the reported speech. So we've got statements, oraciones enunciativas, affirmative or negative sentences. So when we change from the direct speech into the indirect speech, what we do is changes in the verb tenses. We also change some subject pronouns, possessive adjectives, time expressions, tomorrow, the following day, or yesterday, the day before, or ago, earlier, or before, so you have to change different things. So, well, statements are easy. But there is one thing, that is in page 79, when the reporting verb is in the present, for example, if you start your sentence with he says, you can just keep the sentence as it is. If it is in the present, you can keep it in the present or in the future or in any other verb tenses. So you've got an example here. He says he wants to book 2 rooms. Él dice que quiere reservar 2 habitaciones. So when the reporting verb is in the present, you can keep the rest of the sentence in the present. Mm-hmm. Right? So this is one thing that you can just pay attention to in the statements. Right? Then for the questions, there are 2 different kind of questions. We are just going through all the points, the basic things. So the questions, there are 2 different types of questions. The so-called WH questions, in which you start your question with where, when, or how many, how, what. So you have to, you can see there in page 80. Why didn't you travel by plane? He asked me why I didn't travel by plane. So then it becomes an indirect or reported question with the order of an affirmative, with no question marks, and you can also change the verb tenses, the subjects, etc. But the difficult thing about these sentences is the order, that they have to be in the affirmative. Subject, verb, and the complements. Okay? And then the other kind of questions, the so-called yes-no questions, yes-no questions, or without interrogative words, without W, why, or when, or what, in direct speech. Can I cancel my flight? He asked whether or if or whether is the same. If or whether is the same. He asked whether he could cancel his flight. Okay, so these are the different types of questions. And then we can talk about the request or the commands. For example, a command is when you've got an imperative. Open the door. He told me to open the door. So the order itself has to be written in infinitive with 2. He told me to open the door. If it is a request, a polite request, you can do it in different ways, not only with the imperative. You can say, for example, will you open the door, please? But still, this is a command or a request. So you have to write in the reported speech, he told me to open the door. So it's the same. If you have an imperative or will you please, or would you be so kind as to open the door, please? But in the reported speech is the same, a request and a command. And you have to write, he told me, he kindly asked me to open the door. So this is the difference between a question, a normal question, and a request. And sometimes when we have to do some exercises, transformation exercises, sometimes we make mistakes because we think that it's a question, but it is not a question. Imagine, for example, could you buy me a drink, please? So could you buy me a drink is not a question, it's a request. So you have to say, she asked me to buy her a drink. He asked me to buy her a drink. So this is a request. So the important thing about this is to know the difference between what a question is and what a request is, or a command. Right? So that's the most difficult thing to know, okay, when we are doing transformation exercises, just to make the difference between commands, requests, and questions. Right. More frequent reporting verbs. Well, this is important, but it's a bit difficult to memorize which verbs have to be followed by that, or which verbs have to be followed by, for example, infinitive with to, or suggest that can be followed by that, or plus ing. I suggested going to the cinema, or I suggested that we could go to the cinema. And there is no way of studying them, just memorizing them. So you have to know which ones can be followed by a phrase or a clause beginning with that, or which ones can be followed by the infinitive with to. So there is a list, you can see here. The following was often used to report what someone has said, but in page 81 you've got, this verse can be followed by a clause beginning with that. So you've got claimed, warranted that, and in exercise, in the exercise about green tourism, all of the verbs. Okay. The screen.
Out.
And it came back again. Yes. Okay. Perhaps I did something. Okay. So with the reporting verbs, we have to study and memorize which ones must be followed by that, or which ones must be followed by to, or ing. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you see here a list. In page 81, some reporting verbs are followed by a person, then two. He advised me to go to the doctor. He asked me to stay in bed. He instructed me to open the door, to whatever, to swim. Or he invited me to attend the party. Right? So these kind of verbs are followed by infinitive with two. And then we've got the task with the different verbs that are followed by that. And in task number two, you have to transform everything from the directed speech to indirect speech. Mm-hmm. Have you got any questions about the reported speech? Because I don't think there is... I mean, the most difficult thing, perhaps, is to use the reporting verbs properly and to learn them, to know that suggest can be followed by that or ing. Or advice plus infinitive. Mm-hmm. That's the most difficult thing to do. And this is a study. I mean, there is no other way to memorize and to use them a lot. When you use them a lot,
yeah.
For example, I don't remember now the list, but I can use them more or less properly.
Yeah, yeah.
So when you, and it's the same with you. And when you are doing an exercise, perhaps you don't make mistakes because you know how to use them because you have read, you have written. But if I tell you, can you make a list of the verbs followed by that? Perhaps you don't know the list, but you know how to use them. Okay, and now let's go to unit number 6, if there are no questions about the reported speech. So I've got a very short, just an overview of the future. So the future can be expressed in different ways, not only with will. Will is a particle, of course, for the future, so you can express future with will, but there are other ways. The first one, the present simple, for timetables, flights, museums, The school starts tomorrow at 9, or the museum opens tomorrow, or my flight leaves at 8 tomorrow. Okay? So this is similar to Spanish as well. Mi avión sale a las 8. So when we are talking about fixed timetables, we use the present simple. We can also use my flight is leaving at 8. But the normal thing is the present simple. Okay? Then the present continues for plans. Normally for plans in the very near future. This afternoon, tomorrow morning, when you are talking about something that probably is going to happen. Tomorrow I'm meeting my friend because I've got an appointment with her. Or I'm going to the dentist, like to say I'm going to the dentist, or I'm visiting my parents, because it's a plan that you have already done in advance and probably is going to happen. With the future, we never know. Because with the future, you never know if it's going to happen for real. But with the present continuous, if you use the present continuous, it's because you are more or less sure that it's going to happen. Okay, so this is for plans in the near future. Then we've got I am going to. I am going to is for intentions. For example, you say, next year I'm going to study law. Imagine that you are studying that year, and you say, next year I'm going to study law. But you don't know yet because you have to pass the entrance, the university exam, la selectividad. So if you are not sure about what you are going to do, well, you can have an intention, but when you enroll or you write a letter to the university or when everything is sure, then you will say, I am studying law. Okay? But if it's just an intention, you say, I am going to study. And it is the same with everything in life. Eh? You can say, I'm going to travel to New York this summer, but you haven't bought the tickets yet. Perhaps you don't know for sure. And so you say, I'm going to travel. But when you have the tickets and you have a hotel, everything ready, then you will say, I'm going or I'm traveling to New York. Right? And also, be going to is also used for real evidence. For example, is the typical sentence in all the books about, look, I can see very black clouds, it's going to rain. Or, look, she's getting white, she's going to collapse. Se está poniendo blanca, se va a desmayar. So when you are looking at someone, some real evidence, physical evidence that something is going to happen, you can see, or you can use, I'm going to. Or I think in the book, or in an exam, there is a sentence about a football match. They are losing. They are losing for, or they have been losing different matches in football. So they say, well, they are not going to win the cup, for example, because they have been losing all the matches. So this is real evidence that, of course, they are not going to win any prize or any cup. So this is, they are not going to. Okay? Well, this is the rules. But then you can see in your book that sometimes the rules are not so strict, that some exceptions can be found. And then the future with will. Well, on the one hand, will is the general future. So you can use will for everything, and English people will understand you if you use will. But in real life, will is used for spontaneous decisions. For example, if your mother is coming with some very heavy bags, okay, you say, I'll help you. Or if the phone is ringing, you say, for example, I'll answer. Ya lo cojo yo. In Spanish we say, present simple. Lo cojo. Ya te ayudo. Or if you have a problem with a mathematical problem, or I'll help you. I'll do it for you. Ya te lo hago yo. I'll do it. So this is spontaneous decisions. And also for predictions. I think temperatures will rise next Friday. Las temperaturas van a subir, will rise next Friday, or predictions for the future. In the year 2050, temperatures will rise by 10 degrees, for example. So you are making predictions about the future. Mm-hmm. Right. So this is more or less the rules, and the rules for the future. But also we have the other tenses, the future continues. I'll be sunbathing the beach on Thursday. Estaré tomando el sol en la playa el jueves. So you are thinking about what you will be doing at a certain time in the future. So this is the future continuous. Or for example, You can talk about your retiring age, la edad de la jubilación. You can say, I will be retiring, me retiraré, me jubilaré, when I am 60. But you can say, I will be retiring, because you see it very far, and, well, you can use it. You can also say, I will retire, like a prediction. But sometimes we use the future continuous. Or I will be traveling tomorrow morning. I will be traveling to London because I will be on my plane. Okay, so you can use the future continuous for different occasions when you are thinking about something that you will be doing at a certain time. Some progressive action or some long action. Traveling or studying. I will be studying all afternoon because I've got an exam on Thursday. So I will be studying. Don't call me. I will be studying. And then the future perfect. The future perfect is always, something that will be finished at a certain time in the future. Algo que estará terminado en un momento dado del futuro. By Tuesday, I will have finished my exams. Para el martes ya habré terminado mis exámenes. Or by the year 2060, I will have stopped working. Habré dejado de trabajar. Okay, so you are thinking about something in the future that will have finished, que habrá terminado. Okay? Do you understand the future perfect?
Yes.
Yes? Habrá terminado. In Spanish is the same. ¿Eh? Para el martes ya habremos terminado. Venga, vamos, que para el martes ya habremos terminado todo. O ya habré limpiado todo para tal hora. So we use it a lot, the future perfect as well. Any questions about the futures? Because you've got, well, it is more or less explained in your book. But in your book, this is like a more fixed set of rules. But in your book, you've got, for example, that for unplanned decisions in page 85, you can use will or won't. And for predictions, you can use will or going to. Right? So it is true that going to can also be used for predictions. So sometimes people make like a mixture of all the different uses. But the strict rules that you can find in most grammars are these ones. Okay? And I think these are very good rules to follow. They say in page 86, there is an exercise in which you can find that they use a mixture of all of them. For example, they say in exercise 6.2, talking about a plan tool, I'm going to describe the itinerary to you. And they say that this is C. She's announcing her intention to do something. So this is an intention. Okay. You will be visiting most of the famous places. You will be visiting. You will visit. You will be visiting is the same. Estaréis visitando o visitarás. But if you use the future continuous, it's because the action is going to be progressive. They're going to different places, different visits. So they use you'll be visiting. But it is okay to say you'll visit. So in your book, they are a bit more open to the rules. Because it is true that in real life, you can use not so strict rules as these ones. Mm-hmm. In number 3, from Beijing, we go by coach to a smaller city in the north. We go. The present simple. This is not exactly timetables, but they are explaining a planned tour. So in a planned tour, you've got like fixed things that you have to do. Excursions with a more or less fixed timetable. So you can use in the first sentence the present simple. We go or we are going. Right, but we go is okay. Present simple for fixed things. The guide will tell you on a sightseeing tour. The guide will tell you. They are explaining the things you're going to do. In this one, in number 4, you can say, for example, that is referred to a schedule, or she's describing arrangement that you are going to do. The guide will tell you. This is not a prediction, but they are using will. And it's okay. So will is for everything. But when people are using, they use more or less these rules I have given you. Sorry. Number 5. We are flying there the following day. We are flying. We fly with the present simple. Okay. We fly. We are going to fly. Okay. We will fly. Right. And we are flying the present continuous for plans, arrangements for the near future, for tomorrow, for example. But, well, when you are talking about the future, more or less you can use all of them, right? And they say, well, here in at the bottom, as you can see, it is sometimes possible to use more than one future form, although there might be a slight change in emphasis. So, the rules I have given you, I think you should follow them, right? I think in exercises, because then when they give you exercises in the exams, more or less they follow these rules, okay? Right. And the final one, six, by the end of the tour, hopefully you'll have learned a lot about China. Habrás aprendido. So this is the future perfect. By the end of the tour. By, para. So this preposition by, when we use the preposition by with the future, we are talking about before the ending of the tour. Before. By. Imagine that they say, give me your compositions by Tuesday, or I want your composition by Tuesday. It's not on Tuesday, but on Tuesday they have to be handed in. Okay, so for example, in the business world, in business trade, in business English, we also say that when you use the preposition by, for example, the goods will arrive by Tuesday. So before Tuesday, they should be there. And your customer is expecting the goods before Tuesday, yeah, because they say by. By 9, I will be there. Para las 9, estaré allí. So before 9. So there is a difference. So, and normally, when we've got exercises, well, gaps exercises with the future, if you've got the preposition by, normally, is the future perfect. Because they are talking about something that will have already happened by a certain time. Okay. In exercise 1, in pages 86 and 87, have you got any difficulties with this exercise? Because, Susana, I think you were asking me about this exercise.
Yeah.
In sentences 8, I, and J.
First one, the first one, A, after shy, we can put a list.
What is that sentence? Because it was there was a mistake.
It's shall? I think the answer it put leaves.
But this is a mistake.
Ah, okay.
This is a mistake. Yes. In exercise number 1A, could you ring the airport and ask what time the first flight to Brussels shall leave? Shall leaves is impossible because it's the third person singular. So this is a mistake.
Okay.
And so in the answer key. There are a lot of mistakes in the book.
Yes.
Yeah. It's horrible. Okay, and then you said that in sentences 8, I, and J,
yeah,
if there was a difference between one half or something, well,
My question is the F, H, and I, the answer is will not.
Mm-hmm.
Want. I would like to know if there is a difference between will in affirmative and will not. I don't know.
Will in affirmative, I won't. Okay. So, well, will won't is something that it is impossible that happens. Something impossible to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And when you are using won't do. But, well, on the one hand, is the negative or will. So you can use it as a normal future in the negative.
Mm-hmm.
But, for example, in sentence F, it's not surprising, he won't do any work for you. No sorprendente que él no hará. It's impossible that he does something for you. He won't do any work for you. You don't pay him. So it's not surprising, he won't do. So it's impossible that he does any work for you. It's not to do... I don't see the difference because with the infinitive in affirmative, it's like an obligation. Right? When you are talking about is to be or is to do, it's like an obligation that something is going to happen.
Okay.
Right? So this is, but it's not to do any work. But I don't know why it's not correct. I don't know exactly why is not to do anywhere because perhaps because of this impossibility that the person that is talking thinks that it is not possible that this person works for you because you don't pay him. This is F. Let's see 8. I won't have time to see you. I won't have time. Well, this is a normal negative, but also you are meaning that you are not going to have time. So it is impossible for me to see you. So I won't have any time. I am not having time. Normally, the verb have doesn't appear in the present continuous because it's a possession verb. So in this one, to have time, I am not having time. Mm-hmm. It could be used in the continuous if you want to express that at this moment, but normally with the state verbs, the gerund, the present continuous, is not used. Mm-hmm. And have is a state verb because it's a possession mm-hmm. a verb. Then, which one is?
I.
Ricardo says he doesn't attend the meeting. He thinks it will be a waste of time. Ricardo says he doesn't attend in the present simple is not okay because this is a plan. Doesn't attend in the present simple is like a fixed timetable, a museum, a school, flight, but you can't say doesn't attend for a plan. So the present simple is not correct. Won't be attending is the future continuous in the negative. You could also say, for example, won't attend, or for example, he isn't attending, or he isn't going to attend. I've got here the three possibilities in this sentence. Ricardo says he's not attending the meeting. Ricardo says he won't attend the meeting. Ricardo says he's not going to attend the meeting, depending on the situation. If it is a plan, because it is impossible for him to attend, then it is better won't be attending or isn't attending. The present continuous in the negative could be perfect as well. A plan in the negative. I think it will be. It is to be. No, because el is to be. This structure is always like an obligation. I am to study or he is to study. This is okay. He is to study for his exams. Tiene que estudiar. So this is, or this is to be done. To be done. This is to be done. Eso tiene que ser hecho. And this is correct. This is to be done. But I don't know why they have used these expressions for these exercises to compare. I don't know the purpose of mixing this expression with won't do.
At the end it says that it's true is to refer to events which will take place in the near future.
In the near future, the is to.
At the end of the, you can see. Second.
To refer to events will take place in the near future, with G. With G. To refer to events which will take place in the near future, we've got the present continuous.
This sentence belongs to the next exercise, but
okay.
But
is used, okay.
Yeah, G is this is.
Yes, so perhaps and they are making the difference between this. Yes, I didn't realize that it was there. Right, and the others they are okay. Number 10 E, for example, won't. This is like a refusal or a lack of willingness that you are. This could be won't do or won't attend. He won't attend and no asistida because this is a lack of willingness. It could be. This son matices muy sutiles, no?
Yeah.
Well, it could be. I hope they don't ask you in the exam about these small details, but it could be. Okay, any other things over there? Mariano, I think it's Mariano. Over there. Any other questions or? Okay, so let's see then the test at the back about historical visits. We've got in page 182. So just let's see some vocabulary for you to have all the tests gone through. And in this case, it was test two that was grammatically okay. And we have some vocabulary, for example, the word media is like a group of things, a large group of things, a multitude of, numerous, winding streets, winding, sinuosas, very narrow streets. Normally in the old part of cities or villages we've got winding streets, sinuosas. The Gothic Quarter sits atop, is situated, is located, the ancient Roman city of Barcino. Well, I don't like very much this test because it looks like a Spanish translation from San Brosia. I don't see it as very good English that well. As it has been taken from a guide, a Spanish guide, translated from a Spanish person, but I don't know. I don't see it as real English. For example, the actual town hall, the word actual means real. It's not present or current. The word actually is not actualmente. So actually, en realidad, de hecho. So here, the word actual, the actual town hall, el ayuntamiento actual, this is not correct. If they are talking about the real town hall, but I don't think they are talking about the real town hall, el ayuntamiento auténtico. I think they want to say the current, the present town hall, but this is not okay. El ayuntamiento actual está situado en lo que habría sido la plaza central de la ciudad. So actual, this is not a good translation for actual ayuntamiento. Current, the present. Then we've got the word promenade. Promenade is un paseo, but this is a French word. Disserts, for example, disserts is the word divides, but I don't know if very well used if you are talking about a division of a town. But well, it could be used, diseccionar, dividir. Disserts the old town is the remains of an old dry riverbed, un río. Okay, then we've got the watching trouts, los abrevaderos, for tired horses approaching the city. Caballos cansados que se acercaban a la ciudad. Right. Then we've got the word keystones, los sillares. Stones. The busy streets, the air-conditioned chamber. The ancient laundry buildings, edificios como lavanderías, where clothes were washed and dyed, donde las ropas eran lavadas y teñidas, dyed, teñidas. All marketplaces with huge urns, vasijas of oils and wines. Urnas, no, o sea, significa urna, urns, but in this context, for oils and wines, vasijas, anforas, recipientes, containers for huge, for oil and wines. Photography is not allowed, no se permite. And there is an eerie, inquietante silencio as you walk around the elevated platforms just above, justo por encima of those populated streets of centuries ago. And I don't see any other difficult words here. Any questions about this test? So this is taken from a guide, probably. So well, this is an example of if in the exam in your composition they ask you to write about a particular place for tourists. Can you please describe a place for tourists in your town? So you can make a good description talking about the things that were in the past or the things that are in the present time. Or some the old quarter, the winding streets, is located, sits atop. So you can use this kind of vocabulary. The passive voice is very used in guides, in tourist guides. Mm-hmm. It's located, it's used, or photography is not allowed. So this language. Right. Let's see as well the test in page 184. This is the mannequin piece, also known as, conocido como, known as, conocido como, the Quartier de Bruxelles, the little boy of Bruxelles, one of the most cherished, loved, beloved, appreciated, apreciadas figuras. Regularly, tourists and Belgians come to visit and laugh at, reírse de, to laugh at, reírse de alguien. Laugh, which is often dressed in one of his costumes. The impressive wardrobe is on display, está a la vista, expuesto. To be on display, estar expuesto. Mm-hmm. At the Maison de Roi, King's House, on the Grand Line. Numerous leyes have sprung up, han surgido, have risen to spring. Brotar, la primavera, spring, los brotes, spring. Sprung, around this symbolic Brussels figure, the most commonly heard is the one that, by answering his famous call of nature, he repeatedly extinguished the burning fuse, la meta, of a bomb destined for the Grand Place, la meta. In reality, or actually, this charming, encantador, friendly, nice, cherished, little fountain was put in place during the reign, durante el reinado, during the reign of Archduke Albert and Archduchess Isabel, to supply, to give, to provide drinking water to the neighborhood. Drinking water, agua potable, to the neighborhood, al vecindario. Neighbor, vecino, neighborhood, vecindario. The places around. The word during, sometimes it is confused with for. So for has to be used for periods of time, for 5 years, for 2 days, for 2 years, for 7 centuries. But during, you talk about something that happened during a period of time. During the war, there were a lot of injured people. During the summer, I usually go to the swimming pool several times. During the class, the teacher stopped and whatever. So during the class, during the lesson, during the summer. So normally you talk about something that happened during a period of time. Right? So this is the difference between during and for. And you can't say during 4 years, during 2 days, during 1 minute. You can't. Right? During plus a period of time, it is not possible. Right? Okay. And now we've got an exam that we have to finish, or let's see. Yes, we did the first part, and we have to do this part, the reading comprehension part, the online services. Have you done it or not?
Yeah, but I forgot them
at home. Okay. Let's see if I got a copy. If I got a copy of the, so you can do it. So this is September.
No, I could see.
You could share.
Yeah,
I could share.
Yeah. Oh,
no. I've got a copy.
Ah, thank you.
And it says, and the second. Okay, so we can start correcting then. Maribel, can we start correcting?
Ah.
Yes, or you need some time to revise, or have you done it?
Yes.
Yes, okay, so we can start correcting then. Right. And Marianne has already done it as well. So we can start correcting, right? Susana, can you read Oh, well, Maribel, because you have done it, or do you remember the answer?
I think so.
Yes?
I think so.
Okay, so you read, I mean, okay, half, and then Maribel continues reading the other half.
Reading, no? I suppose.
Yes.
Online services. I'm frequently asked which online service is best, but the answer is there is no best. Rating a particular service over another is entirely subjective. Price is important to some people, while the number of files available for download is important to others. Because of this and so many other different judgments, there can be no absolute. It all comes down to individual needs and preferences. Still, users tend to be fiercely loyal to their home online service, which is usually the first online service that they ever used. They tend to judge all other online services based on this first service, often preventing themselves from saying the advantages of a specific service. Each service offers one or more products or features that either do not exist elsewhere or are superior to the same features on other services.
Okay, that's it. Maribel, can you continue, please?
So the real answer to the question is simple. The best online service is the service that has what you want and is easy for the point. Keep an open mind when an online service. It's based on what it offers and how it meets your needs, not in comparison to what you are used to use. It takes a couple of sessions to take the notions of what an online service should be. In any case, we are all going to be interlinked regarding.
Okay, regarding in 25.
Well,
let's see. 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22 were okay. And what about 23? Because you say checking on, but checking on.
Checking
out, could be. Yes, I've got checking out because I think I was looking for this word in the dictionary. 24 is B, yes, it says. Well, wait a minute. And 23, what do you think? Because in 23, I've got checking out. I think I was looking for this word in the dictionary because I wanted to make sure. And it is to test, verificar, comprobar, check out. So keep an open mind when checking out an online service. But I don't know if they are talking about that you have to test it before. Before just enroll or register in one of them. Because checking on, let's see if it says something in the dictionary.
I think check out, it could be investigate or something like that. I have chosen that because of investigate as a study or.
I look for this word. Check. On. So check out. Verificar, comprobar, datos. So this could be. And let's see if there's something like on. Well, it doesn't appear in my dictionary, check on, right? I don't know if check on, it is not in this dictionary. I've got an electronic dictionary, but check out is verificar, contrastar, chequear. So I would say check out. right? And second doesn't appear in my dictionary. I don't know if perhaps have you looked for this test in the internet? Because sometimes the tests are on the internet and we can check it with a real authentic test, because they take a lot of tests from the internet. So sometimes we can check it on the internet. I will say check out. And what about 24?
24? I think it's A.
A, using. Using. Hmm? You are used to using, to be used to, plus the gerund. Okay? To be used, second, to test examine or mark to see if something is covered through in good condition. Okay, so it's the same as my definition with check out. Hmm? The second, habrá buscado, to test, examine or mark, to see if something is correct, true, or in good condition.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And check out, I've got the same definition, Longman Dictionary, and this is Oxford. Mm-hmm.
Well,
it could be. Hmm? I am not sure, because in my dictionary, check out, verificar, contrastar datos, so keep an open mind when checking out, checking on. Well, if the definition is checking on, this definition is correct, and in the context, it's perfect as well. So well, perhaps you know that when they take tests from the internet or from a book, so the answer key is the real test, but there could be a different preposition. You understand what I mean? That yes, the real test perhaps it was check on or check out, I don't know, but it could be perfect, any of them, because the definition is out or on to check. And what about 25?
No matter.
No matter. No matter. No matter. So it takes a couple of sessions to say preconceived notions of what an online service should be. In any case, we are all going to be interlinked, no matter which service we use. No importa cualesquiera que sea el servicio que utilizamos. Okay?
Regarding
en lo que se refiere a. Regarding prices, en lo que concierne a los precios, as regards, regarding, as far as prices are concerned, regarding, unless a menos que, if not, sino. Uh-huh. Okay.
It meets, your needs is cumplir las.
Cumple tus necesidades, sí. To meet objectives or to meet your needs.
Expectativas.
Sí, expectativas o tus necesidades.
O necesidades.
En este caso, necesidades. No tus expectativas, sino lo que tú necesitas. Una cosa es lo que esperas y otra cosa es lo que necesitas.
Okay.
Right, so the grammar part. Let's see. Here we've got some reported speech. So Peter asked, what do you think? 26. A?
Yes.
A. Peter asked, because where have you been? Present perfect. So this is the past perfect. Present perfect changes into the past perfect. And in the order, we've got a WH question, where they have been. Subject and verb. 27. I was worried about you. Susan said that.
About him.
See? Estaba preocupado por vosotros. Susan said that she had been worried about them. She had been worried. The past perfect.
Maybe A and she, both of them.
But you, I was worried about you. She was worried about you. So you is not okay. Because sometimes we have to think about the person who is talking. If she is talking about you, could be tú o vosotros. Que yo estaba preocupada por vosotros. Susan dijo que ella había estado preocupada por ellos. She was worried about you, she had been worried about them. Sometimes the reported speech, we have to think about the person.
Yeah.
And without the context. But we are not very late. Harry cried that.
The
simple present, past simple. Okay.
They went very late.
29? B. Solía. So used to, in the simple past, used to solía. It's something that you used to do, but you no longer do. Okay? You don't do it any longer. And getting used to it, te estás acostumbrando. Okay? Get always implies a change of state. I'm getting slimmer, I'm getting angrier, or I'm getting a change of state.
And when is you plus
I am used to, estoy acostumbrado a, I am used to getting up early, I am used to. Okay.
In the second part, mm-hmm. if I put, instead of getting used to, if I put I am got used to, it could be possible.
I am used, estoy acostumbrado a ello, pero ya estoy. I am getting, me estoy acostumbrando.
The process.
Okay, what about 30? Was used for. You can use for plus ing if you're talking about objects. This racket is used for playing tennis, or this weapon was used for. But you can't use for to express finality, para expresar finalidad. We can't use it. Mm-hmm. Okay? Okay, we finish. Ya se pasó la hora.
Yes.
31. El libro. Yes.
No.
You can stay here if you want. You can sit down there if you want. You can stay. Okay. So, 31. Yesterday, she.
She reminded me.
C. 32 B. 33 My grandfather
was working.
D. 34
A.
Micro sits down and pours himself in the wine. Yes, sits and pours. This is not a very nice sentence with two simple questions.
Se sienta
y se echa un vaso de vino. Se echa, no encima, se sirve. Púas, y se sirve un vaso de vino. Pero this is describing, for example, a scene, una escena. Entonces él va, se sienta y se sirve el vino. But this is not very real. At 35, by Sunday,
I finished.
And over there, what do you think? Let's see what she thinks. I don't know if she is saying B or by some rain. I had finished the exercise and was able to relax. Yo había terminado para el domingo. Había terminado el ejercicio y pude descansar. Había terminado el ejercicio para el domingo, antes del domingo. By. So the preposition by is because before Sunday the exercise was already finished. Right? This is the preposition by in this case. Right? Okay. Okay. So next Tuesday we haven't got any classes because we are on holiday, our Easter holiday. So we'll see you in 2 weeks, okay?